The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Tuesday. We'll join by Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. I'm here in South Carolina. Couldn't be happier.
Well, and what a beautiful day to be in South Carolina. We have just had some wonderful fall days for sure. So glad that you're home spending some time with your family. And I'm sure you're still working very hard as well. So let's just jump right in. Of course, late Friday, this infrastructure package was passed. There were 13 GOP members of the U.S. House who sided with the Democrats. Let's start at that point. How, and I think there were, six Democrats who voted against it. Kind of walk us through the process, and how did we end up with 13 of our own supporting that legislation?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that it passed with 13 Republican votes. South Carolina, for example, gets $10 billion of the, it's $1.2 trillion, but it's easier if you call it $1,200 billion. So South Carolina gets $10 billion of the $1,200 billion. One of the Republicans that voted for it, his district is very small, and he gets about $10 billion. So,
wow.
I mean, it's tough to tell your people when you have a district that's smaller than Greenville County, much smaller than Greenville County, that they don't need $10 billion in investment in their community. But, you know, it passed, and I think the good news is that the president's social infrastructure, the Build Back Better, or as we call it, Build Back Socialist, is going to be severely revisited, and because of the manner in which they got to the votes on infrastructure, I don't think that they're going to have the votes for much on the Build Back Better. So I'm optimistic that that is going to hit a severe roadblock.
So tell us why. Why do you think that? Because I'm hopeful. That's very encouraging news to me, and I hope that turns out to be the case. But why do you believe? Because I've heard some say, well, this is just the first building block of building back better, and they seem to be encouraged by it.
Well, so they were supposed to vote on both, and the House was supposed to vote on the actual bill for Build Back Better, but they didn't. They didn't have the votes. And right now, the Congressional Budget Office is putting a score to it. The Speaker would allege that it's $1.7 trillion. The Wharton School of Business in Pennsylvania, they scored it at closer to $4 trillion. They're just doing all this. It's voodoo math. They're just making stuff up. But the Congressional Budget Office does not play ball as much as one would imagine. So if that number comes back substantially above 1.7, it is going to be they're going to have to revisit it. But that's just the House version. So then you have the Senate version. Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema have said that they're not going to allow certain things in. The SALT deductions going from 10,000 to 80,000 is going to be stripped out or severely reduced. And then the immigration, $200 million of the alleged pay for the House version is immigration, which has been struck out by the Senate parliamentarian twice now. So
yeah,
this thing's going to change a lot. I actually think it's going to get severely pared down. I don't think this is going to get any Republican votes. So they're going to have to find 50 votes in the Senate, and they're going to have to find all but three in the House, all but four in the House now. So we got a long way to go. And after Virginia, I think there's a lot of Democrats in Congress that are really wondering whether this is the best path for the people they represent.
Well, look, if Virginia did not get their attention, then there's nothing will, because after the results from last week, surely some of these Democrats recognize that the American people They're fed up. The American people, they're already ready for a change, and we haven't even had a year of Joe Biden yet.
Well, he's barely the president. I'm not really sure who's pulling the strings, but you know, watching him go abroad and represent our country as our leader is really, it's just sad.
Very sad, very sad. All right, let's talk for a minute. You introduced legislation. Of course, the talk these days is the fact that we're on a countdown now to the vaccination mandate. You introduced legislation to block Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate. We thought what we thought was good news over the weekend when the Fifth Circuit sort of paused that. But according to the White House yesterday, and Congressman, help me out here. I thought we had three. I thought we had the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. And I thought that was sort of to have a balance within our government. But evidently that's not the case these days, because the White House yesterday put out a statement saying people should not wait. They should continue to move forward and make sure they're getting their workplace vaccinated, almost as if they're saying, ignore the Fifth Circuit, ignore the courts, move forward.
It's just outrageous the manner in which this administration is conducting itself on many fronts, but the vaccine front is no exception. I introduced the COVID-19 Individual Liberty Act. It addresses all of the unconstitutional mandates and makes sure that people can get back to work. We don't need vaccine passports. Natural immunity is a real thing, and we should be considering it for all people that are seeking to be vaccinated or immunized. You know, natural immunity in many cases, according to a very large body of literature, is as good or better than getting the vaccine. So it should count. So we're going to continue to have this fight. The White House knows what it's doing is wrong. The White House knows it doesn't have the authority to do it. Just yesterday, I talked to the governor. He is doing everything in his power to frustrate, stop, prohibit the president from unlawfully, unconstitutionally overreaching in this area. The attorney general is working hard. We're all hands on deck. I think there's even a bill that some state legislators are going to file shortly. And there's a press conference here this morning at County Square. This is what Virginia was about. It was about education, and it was about unconstitutional overreaches with masks, with closures, and with vaccines. And the fact that they're not changing their tune yet is really unfortunate, but we're not going to stop, and we're going to continue to push back until they do change their tune.
Yep, and that's what we have to do. We just have to keep pushing back. We have to keep letting our voice be heard. And thank you for doing that. You know, we can't give in. And particularly after last Tuesday, I think that was a message. I think we're headed to some good times. I think we're headed to some victories next year. We just got to hold on until November of next year when we can regain control of the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate.
I'm with you. And I just want to speak directly to the employers that are talking about forcing their people to get vaccinated because of the president's unlawful order. Please wait. Please wait. It will be overturned. You do not have to do that.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. Thank you. Congressman William Timm, it's always good to speak with you. Be safe. Enjoy your time at home here in the district.
Look forward to next week. Take care.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.